Welcome to Lanya, a program about issues, events, and people. Joining us in the studio today from the Northeast Delta Human Services Authority, Dr. Montez Sizer. Welcome, Dr. Sizer. Glad for you to be here with us today on KEDM Public Radio, and you've got an event coming up that you and I have been sitting here talking about, and it really is a challenging issue for our area, and it's dealing with mental health and law enforcement. Tell me a little bit about the event that will be coming up.
Well, the event will take place on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It will be held at the Ruston Civic Center, 401 North Trenton Street in Ruston, Louisiana. It is one of the most significant challenges that we face as a country and as a state and as a region. And as I mentioned to you earlier, much like first responders, we don't run away from problems, we run to problems. And dealing with people with mental illness who are involved in the criminal justice system is a significant issue that we face here in Northeast Louisiana.
So you and I have been talking here for the last half hour, and we look at our prisons, and they're full. A lot of places there is no capacity, and we're even having to build private prisons to hold some of this capacity. You tell me, though, that a lot of the folks that are in prison may be there because of other underlying causes. Talk to me about that.
That's correct. Most of the people who suffer from mental illness are there for nonviolent offenses. And what's happening is that we are arresting and incarcerating a disproportionate amount of people for longer periods of time for nonviolent crimes. Jails and prisons are not the places for proper care for those who are suffering from a serious mental illness. Where people with that issue need to be is they need to be in inpatient and outpatient facilities getting mental health and psychotropic medications.
So a person gets picked up for whatever the crime might be and goes to a jail to a prison and is there for 6 months, a year. And you say that a lot of times they're just locked away and we're not taking care of the problem. We're just filling up our prisons with problems we probably could have solved with mental health issues.
That's correct. And I think both sheriffs and police chiefs and DAs and coroners will say the same thing. Those places, jails and prisons, are not the places for persons with serious mental illness. One of the other things that typically happens is that there's a greater level of decompensation for individuals who are suffering from major mental illness in jails and prisons due to just the way the jails and prisons are structured. It's more authoritarian or authoritative in terms of the commands that are given to people there to try to control the population. At the same time, those commands could be disorienting to those individuals who are suffering from major mental illness and or addiction. And as a consequence, they may be perceived to be disgruntled or may be perceived to being disobedient to the command that the officers give. And therefore a greater hands-on approach to those individuals. But when in reality, they may not understand what's actually taking place or what's asked of them.
The series you guys are having, the Law Enforcement Mental Health Symposium, is going to be coming up here relatively soon on May the 2nd. Is this something that you need to register for, or can you just show up? Tell me a little bit about that process.
A combination of both. We're certainly asking people to go to our website, which is www.nedeltahssa.org, one word. And again, www.nedeltahssa.org. There's a link on our website that you can connect and register that way. There will be opportunities, too, for people who just show up. But because of the crowd size, we're asking people to help us out by registering via Eventbrite.
Okay, so who are the people that we're trying to get to this symposium, though? What types of professions are you looking for?
We're looking for anybody who's interested, but in particular, we're looking for law enforcement to be there. We're looking for psychiatrists, primary physicians, and psychologists and social workers and the like to be there.
The event, you can register Northeast or NEDeltaHSA.org. Let's talk about the cost effectiveness of this, because I just wrote a check to the tax man the other day. This has got to be expensive to lock people up and keep them in jail for a long time. I know, you know, $20, $30 a day at some jails, some places it may be $50, $60 a day. Is this something that money could maybe be better spent on the front end with mental health workers getting involved? How effective would it be to take care of it on the front end rather than maybe on the back end and locking these folks up?
I'm very cost effective. It costs more to incarcerate folks and have them recidivate than to provide adequate treatments in communities for these individuals. And I believe that once you provide the most appropriate levels of care in communities and better coordinate services for individuals who are dealing with the mental illness, we'll see a decrease in the amount of arrest that takes place, and we will see a savings to taxpayers due to not incarcerating so many individuals.
So these folks are at more of a risk. You told me four times the rate of incarceration with folks that either have a drug issue or have some sort of mental issue. What about police shootings? I see that, you know, a lot of times police unfortunately have to discharge a weapon, maybe injure or kill somebody in an incident. Are those folks more apt to have had some sort of mental health issue or drug problem?
It could be because there's not adequate treatment for a lot of folks who are dealing with this issue. And unfortunately, law enforcement is coming in contact with more and more people with mental illness. And so proper training for law enforcement officers will become more and more important so that they don't have to discharge a weapon relative to people who have mental illness or addiction issues.
Dr. Montez Sizer is with me, Executive Director of the Northeast Delta Human Services Authority. Doc, the event is coming up when?
Again, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 12:30. We're encouraging everybody to come out to help us be a part of the solution for this most significant issue and challenge that's facing our state and our country.
To find out more, you can visit nedeltahsa.org. Or you could visit our website, kedm.org.